Well, as the water crisis continues in parts of New South Wales, the state government has vowed to fast-track new dam proposals. And it comes after urgent calls from regional communities who say they need more water storage options. Gavin Coote reports.
For Tamworth's mayor, Cole Murray, it's previously been inconceivable that a bustling city of 60,000 people could run out of water. But this drought is far from the norm. And with the main dam at just 20% capacity, level 5 water restrictions are now well in force.
The reality is the climate is changing. Just reinforces the fact that we simply need more water storage.
As far as storage goes, a new dam at nearby Dungowan has come into frame as the best option for the northern New South Wales city.
And this sits about 3.5 kilometres downstream of the existing dam, but also takes in another, you know, reasonable catchment called Terrible Billy Creek. Sounds a little bit bushranger-ish, but this is the project that's been identified as, you know, the most credible.
Planning's well underway for the dam. The Tamworth Regional Council now owns all the property at the proposed site and is confident all potential environmental issues have been well canvassed. It's understood the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will announce funding for the Dungowan Dam, along with another dam project further north, this weekend. And one of its biggest supporters is local MP Barnaby Joyce.
This will be something that is absolutely essential during the drought. It's one piece of infrastructure we can build, and it allows us to keep the economies of the town going.
Funding is just one factor in any community's bid to get more dams. They also need to undergo a lengthy planning process. And while Tamworth's Mayor Cole Murray says that's a crucial step, he admits some would like to see Dungowan Dam happen much sooner.
We've got such a large continent and such a small population in Australia that it just takes a bit of time to get these major projects up.
In response to this frustration, the New South Wales Planning Minister, Rob Stokes, wants to speed things up. He says any new dam applications will be declared critical state significant infrastructure. This would mean the minister can personally sign off on projects, cutting the Independent Planning Commission and public hearings out of the process. Professor Quentin Grafton from the Australian National University is a leading expert on water economics.
These dams are not going to deliver what people think they're going to deliver. In some cases, they're not going to deliver water, in fact, because, of course, you dig a hole in the ground, which is, you hope, to be a dam full of water. Of course, it requires rainfall, but also you have to build it in the right place.
He says in the places where dams could be successful in securing water, it would be a mistake to rush through the public consultation and assessment process.
We've got this crisis because we have a drought, but it's not just because of the drought. It's because we haven't done the planning that we needed to do. And then setting up a process where you're going to do even poor decision making without getting the adequate information, the adequate feedback, doesn't strike me as good decision making.
The ANU's Quentin Grafton and Gavin Coote with that report.